Let me start with a question that David doesn't really need to answer. But the question is, who are you? Now, there can be many answers to that question, so they can go back in so many different ways. You can answer the question, well, who am I? You can answer it in a nationality way, in an occupation. You can answer it by the function you perform in society, the type of person you are. Who am I? You can answer it with the relationship you have with others. Who are you? That's the question that drives people to pore over historical records in libraries and other places. They'll even travel hundreds of miles to dig up the roots and draw up a family tree. All of us are looking for that identity, especially in our day when there are so many data banks and mailing lists with thousands of names and addresses, looking for that identity that we are more than just a number. We're different from each other. We are unique. Now, today, the Christian can have a hard time. It's difficult to understand the experiences they delight in and count as precious, why they go where they go and do the things that they do. Because people don't have a key that opens up and explains the whole of the lifestyle. So people struggle to make sense of the Christian. They have high expectations about the way life is to be lived and the way society is to be structured. The Christian, there's a focus on Jesus Christ, who lived in Galilee and died on a Roman cross to obtain pardon and salvation for his people. There's a strong hope of heaven and glory after death. There are times when different positions and views are taken on some issues. Debate is engaged, and often passionately. Now, that difficulty in understanding the Christian position and not having the same experience as they have can bring strong criticism, even ridicule on them. The Christian is often put down, ignored, laughed at. More so in other places, but becoming more common in our society, the Christian can even be persecuted. He or she is treated as a nobody, utterly insignificant as far as what other people want to be, what they want to achieve, what they want to have. So earlier on this week we said, don't be discouraged. Remember what God has done for you. And today I just want to add something extra to that. Remember who you are as a Christian. The last book in the Old Testament gives a very full picture. It talks in the book of Malachi about those who are the talk of the town. And we've listened to the way in which people today will talk about the Christian. But not only is there the talk of the town, in the book of Malachi there's also the talk of heaven. And it goes like this. Who are you? The question then hangs in the air, and then this answer comes back. Then those who feared the Lord spoke one with another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my treasured possession. All week we've been thinking of remembrance. Well, here we have it. The Lord writes a book of remembrance. Who are you? If you are the Lord's, this is what happens, that he shall gather them together in that day when he makes up his possession.